Another block shot for Ryan Smith coming out, but Modlin hung with it and got it to fall. Second half just underway. Modlin with 10, and it's a 13-point game now as LeBlanc had the ball to start the third quarter. We're 30 seconds deep into it. Three-pointer. Hayward, nothing but net. Mason Hayward answers with a three-bomb, and it's a 10-point ball game. And now LeBlanc down in a hurry. Hayward D's up, and LeBlanc has to bump it back out. Connor Haynes, a whoop-de-doo, underhanded scoop shot around traffic, gets it to fall. He's a tough customer. He's a tough one to defend. That's his first point since the first quarter, though. 12-point lead, 33-21, LeBlanc leading. Opening minute of the second half. Hayward, right wing, up top to Sharpie. Austin Sharp, bounce pass into Smith. Has problems picking it up, puts it on the floor once. Didn't get himself squared up to the bucket, didn't fall in that time. McCullough looks off a three ball up top. Haynes didn't get it to fall. Offensive rebound. Modlin doesn't get it to fall. And Lamp comes up with a rebound. So Modlin had the miss. Haynes with the initial miss. And it's Chillicothe's ball. Still a 12-point ball game. Little give and go with Hayward. He tries to post up. Nothing for him there. Goes out to Smith. Right wing to Hayward once again. Up top, Brandon Lamp. Right wing to Hayward. Baseline, Smith tried to get his, almost had his pocket pick, controlled it. Zuptick almost had it, gives it back inside to Smith, double teamed, puts it up, and puts it in. Ryan Smith had two, three guys hanging on him, still got it to drop, and it's a 10-point ball game. Oh, wide open underneath. You got to defend that paint, gentlemen. Got to defend it. You can't leave Modlin wide open like that. That's ridiculous. I could have scored that one. And that's probably something that they're going to talk about here during this timeout. Still a 12-point ball game, 5:50 left to play in the third quarter. 35-23, LeBlanc leads it. We're back after this on KCHI. Chillicothe led by Ryan Smith with 11, Mason Hayward with 6, Austin Morris with 4, Ian Smith with 2. LeBlanc led by Jacob Modlin with a dozen, Connor Haynes with 9, several others with 4 or less. And remember, I keep all my Hornet stats on my repurposed laptop from Cross Connections Computer Essentials. 5:50 left to play in the third quarter. LeBlanc 35, Chillicothe 23. Hornets basketball following the timeout. Mason Hayward, left-handed dribble, switches to his right as he crosses the timeline, goes to his right with Lamp. Feed inside to Sharp. Sharp kicks it back out to Brandon Lamp. Three ball opportunity not there. Good defense. Ian Smith is checked in for his brother Ryan. Sharp goes up strong. Ian Smith, look at him, bully his way in there, grab the rebound. Lamp, yes, three ball! Oh, Ian Smith imposed his mighty will inside for the rebound, and Lamp lit it up from the outside. Referees with a whistle on Chillicothe, first whistle of this third quarter. I mean, you get Ian Smith woke up and agitated, and he is someone you do not want to mess with underneath. 35-26, Smith with the foul, and the first shot no good for Modlin. He is 2 of 3 from there now. It's a 10-point LeBlanc lead. Got a box out for the rebound here on this one. Modlin, second one, eyes it up. That one off the front of the rim. Rebound lost out of bounds. Goes onto the stage. It's Chillicothe's ball. Good effort there by Connor Haynes. Gets, or no, now they say it is LeBlanc's basketball. First, I thought they pointed Chillicothe's way. I was incorrect. It is LeBlanc's basketball. That was a good call. It's out of bounds off Chillicothe on the attempted rebound. McCullough, right wing to Zuptick. Haynes, the basketball machine, goes inside, dumps it off, and the pass for by Modlin was stolen. Referees with a whistle. Pushing off. Well, I didn't see that as a shot. I thought it was a pass. But they say pushing off on Brandon Lamp, and they say it was in the act of shooting. So LeBlanc goes back to the line for Modlin, who is 0 for 2 and has missed 3 in a row now. Still 35-26, Chillicothe by 9, or Chillicothe trailing by 9. LeBlanc still with the lead. And it's back up to 10. Modlin, after missing 3 in a row, makes his next one, and it's LeBlanc 36-26. 5:03 left, third quarter. Ryan Smith set to check in. Sharp, nowhere to go with it. Stolen by McCullough. That's a layup and a bucket for McCullough. That's those little mistakes really hurt like that. And then, you know, Sharp was just trying to get rid of the ball, and no one came up to circle around and give him a target to pass to. 38-26, a 12-point lead for LeBlond. Baseline right, Sharp, right wing. Now to Hayward, up top to Ian Smith. Bounce pass to Garcia, circle left, up top. Circling right, Hayward looks inside, can't get it to Smith. Stolen by Modlin. There's another turnover for Chillicothe. That'll be a blocking foul on Austin Sharp. Didn't have his feet set. Third one on Sharp, third team foul. Fouls kind of sneaking up and hurting Chillicothe. They're all shooting fouls, which really hurts. McCullough at the line, 0 for 2 in the first quarter. He does have 4 points. And the senior eyes it up, pops his left wrist, and that one falls in with a wink, a blink, and a nod. Now it's 13. So Chillicothe had him down to a 9-point ball game, but now it's 4 straight points, and Sharp comes out. And Ryan Smith checks in. McCullough looking for 2 in a row here. Eyes it up, left-handed, off the front of the rim, rebound tipped around. Controlled by, near the midcourt stripe by LeBlond. So LeBlond getting the offensive rebound opportunities. Smith trying to shut down Haynes. That's been a good matchup to watch there. Smith's defense has been pretty good. They go up top to Zuptich. McCullough looks off a tray, gets it to Modlin. Little give and go. That was a beautiful play, but missed by McCullough point blank. And Chillicothe the rebound. Beautiful play, except he forgot to put it through the hoop. Up top, Ryan Smith, off kilter, three ball. No, that wasn't close. And rebound, finally controlled by Zuptich. Ryan Smith didn't quite have himself squared up on that three-point shot. He was a little off kilter there with his body position, it looked like, from this end of the floor. Running one-hander wasn't close. Wow, what a surprise. Another foul called on Chillicothe. Fourth team foul, nothing at all called on LeBlond yet. It'll be on Smith, I believe. His first for Ryan Smith. He leads Chillicothe with 11 points. 39-26 at the line. Zuptich, doink off the rim. First trip to the line for Jonathan Zuptich, who has a bucket in the second quarter. Miller comes in and Lamp sets down. Jesse Lee Miller returns to the lineup for the Chillicothe Hornets. LeBlond 39, Chillicothe 26. 3:21 left in the third at the Cameron Tournament Consolation Semifinals. Second one is in for Zuptich after missing his first, and it's a 14-point lead again. Chillicothe needs some points to snap this 5-0 run by LeBlond. Looking inside, can't get it to Smith. Goes up top to Miller. He can get it into Smith. Double team. Turn around. Fade away. Doesn't get it to fall. Younger brother Ian. That one doesn't fall. Two opportunities for the Smith brothers. Neither one got it to fall. And, wow, surprise. That was a travel you missed. They wave it off. And, oh, I think it hit the guy wire. So the initial shot reached in by Ryan Smith, and the two of them do-si-do'd about 3 steps across the paint. And then the ball came loose, and LeBlond Eagle picked it up and thought he put it in, but it hit the guy wire, which is considered out of bounds, the backboard guy wire. So Chillicothe's ball down by 14, 2:42 left to play in the third quarter. Ryan Smith puts it on the floor once, hands it to Hayward. Hayward lost the ball. Smith there to pick it up. High post, turn around, partially blocked. And LeBlond brings it across the timeline. Court Patrick shut off from the dribble drive. Garcia tips the ball loose. Hayward comes up with it. Mason Hayward lays it up, doesn't get it to fall. Go to the line to shoot two. Mason Hayward, 3 of 4 in the first quarter at the free throw line. He has 6 points total. Sharp and Lamp set to check in. First foul on Quentin Obermeyer. Hayward at the line. First one is in. 7 for Mason Hayward. 13-point lead now. 40-27, 2:12 left to play. Ian Smith comes out for a breather. And Lamp wants to come in for the shooter, Hayward. Takes his time. That's the first team foul on LeBlanc. Hayward's second one bounces high twice. Doesn't get it to fall. LeBlanc crosses the timeline, works the top of the key to Obermeyer. Playing pitch and catch across the top. Go over a circle left now. Patrick looking inside. Nobody home. Quick ball movement for LeBlanc. Got a well-run offense here, LeBlanc. Haynes trying to penetrate. Shut off by Ryan Smith again. They want to get it inside. Chillicothe's just not allowing him. Nice job by the Hornets' interior defense. Haynes has it poked loose by Ryan Smith. Minute 33 left to play in the third quarter, 40-27. And now they get Brandon Lamp in, and Mason Hayward has a long breather. He's played a lot of minutes for that young man. Done a great job, too. Obermeyer goes right wing to Patrick. Connor Haynes shoots free throw line off the rim. Another offensive rebound. That one for Modlin. LeBlanc just killing Chillicothe on the boards tonight. Reach-in foul on the floor. That's on Brandon Lamp. Minute 11 left to play third quarter, 40-27. LeBlanc leading Chillicothe boys. Garcia, Lamp, Ryan Smith, Jesse Miller, and Austin Morris on the floor. It's a second foul on Lamp. Fifth team foul. LeBlanc inbounds it. Quick move to the hole. Smith with a block. Denied. Pierce Jarrett once again. And Chillicothe comes up with a rebound. That's about the fourth or fifth block that Ryan Smith has had tonight. Gets it inside. No. Thought he was going to jam it. Just tips it up and in politely. Smith with 13. Great feed by Jesse Miller, who had great court vision to see the big man wide open underneath. LeBlanc drives inside, leaves it out to the perimeter. Nothing develops off of it. They'll set it up again with Pierce Jarrett. An 11-point LeBlanc lead. Haynes underneath puts it up and in. He's unstoppable if you let him penetrate like that. Haynes with 11. Modlin with 13. The inside game hurting Chillicothe a little bit. Brandon Lamp answers with two of his own. Lamp serves up. Points number 4 and 5. It's an 11-point ball game. And Lamp goes tumbling down. Tucks and rolls to make sure no one steps on him underneath there, and it will be a free throw opportunity for Pierce Jarrett. Jarrett, who's had 13 fouls in the first three meetings combined against Chillicothe, has had 13 fouls in three games against us, has no fouls here. As a free throw, though, Jarrett with 4, and it's a 12-point ball game. And Mr. Looky Lou from the officials for next game finally decides not to stand right next to me and goes about his business someplace else. Big gym, a lot of places to watch a game from, gentlemen. Second one, two good free throws there for Jarrett. 13-point ball game with 13 seconds left in the third quarter. LeBlanc with the lead. Hayward, top of the key with 8, leaves it for Morris fadeaway jumper, count it. Boy, Morris has that pull-up fadeaway jumper that is just a thing of beauty to watch. Just perfect form on that for Austin Morris. The bucket is good. He's got 6. The foul is number 2 on Haynes, and the free throw is coming up with 3.7 seconds left. This could make it a 10-point game if he can turn the 3-point trick. First trip to the line for Morris. He hasn't shot very many free throws this year. Hadn't had too many opportunities. Here's one and misses that one. Rebounded by LeBlanc, running three-quarter court. Comes up well short, and that's how the quarter comes to an end. 44-33, LeBlanc leads it by 11, and we're back after this on KCHI.